So, part three and my last version of my week is me trying to sum up 2 days of being at a STEM fair. And the STEM fair was very interesting. It was STEM is something I always get confused with because it's an acronym for science, technology, engineering and maths. I always believe that it's science, technology, English and maths. I think that it could be English, but the engineering bit is kind of key and important. It allows children to understand other career paths and options, and I think this is really important for children and young people. You probably are getting the feeling from my week that it's all about young people, but there is a lot of social media and technology work in there. It just so happens that I love passing my knowledge on to a younger generation as well. I think that the age group I was working with was actually quite challenging to some degree, but I think I did a very unique job. I think when one receives a STEM group, like a carousel style workshop for 2 full days, and it was for... Well, I actually chose, so I voluntarily chose to deliver it on graphic design and to get children to make a newspaper to do a sort of front cover design. And I guided them further by theming it with Tour de France. And the age group were actually key stage one, so they were quite young, little sort of 5 to 7 year olds. And I did have in my mind an idea of their ability and what they were like, and I chose to sort of go, I chose to be online and go online to discover what I might be able to do for the age group, because I was doubting myself. And then when it actually got to the day, I kind of realized that the design workshop I was doing, by calling it graphic design, I was trying to give them graphic design knowledge. And I think a lot of people in my position wouldn't have done what I did, which was to try and explain graphic design. And I actually think it turned out quite well. I think that there were elements of sort of, there were elements of places where I felt like I had to challenge teachers, but I was doing it passively, and I never had to do it directly. And there were others where I was trying to challenge the way that some children had worked. Overall, there were some amazing stories, and actually there were no terrible stories, there were no bad stories. I left it open enough so that it was related to sports or whatever they were interested in. In essence, my objective was to get them to create a newspaper where they understood the heading or the name of the newspaper, and I went into my presentation mode to begin with. So I described to them how each newspaper does have a heading and every page usually has an image. And I told them that there is a heading for the story. So the heading for the newspaper is at the top, and the newspaper tells us stories, to which one boy actually said, that's not true. They have news items. So that was interesting. And I asked all of the children in the various workshops to have an idea of a story, but to also write 5 or 6 words that would be the grabbing headline. And it was interesting to watch how children of that age quickly got into that mode and being creative, and they drew pictures, and they were great at understanding the context of what they might write. And some children were really special in the way that they saw some children do typical Tour de France. And one boy did about Yorkshire puddings in relation to, on the same line of Yorkshire Tour de France. One boy did about the Yorkshire police at Tour de France. And there were some real interesting gems in there. And overall, it was just really amazing to see how kids took on that idea of the theme and how proud they were to be children from Yorkshire, really. It was a lovely workshop to do, and even better that I did it over 2 days, because I got 2 days of fun. And there were within that some interesting, amazing headings. Some children called theirs the Metro Tim, and named themselves newspapers, which was fun. But there was also a few instances where children understood further details of my initial presentation. And this is where it got really interesting, was I initially spoke to them and debriefed them effectively about the headings and what I expected from them. And I went further into that in saying that the way that people design newspapers typically is that they would have captions and have the image related to this, the text. And most of the children did understand this, but there were clearly there was clearly a divide where some children went from understanding about columns to really excelling at dividing the page into an odd number of columns, which is a very common thing to do in journalism and sort of layout within newspapers as well as magazines. And some children really did excel at this, and it was really amazing, exciting to see this. And there were probably through 2 days, there was probably only two or three children I can think of that really took to it and measured out the columns evenly. And they did that without actually having to try. It was really exceptional to have to watch something like that. And I think the reason why I'm highlighting that is because you can see from that how amazing some children are at understanding design concepts. Even when you just mention it passingly and you talk to them about it, when they pick those bits up, it's really marvellous to see some children, and you can look at them and think, one day they will be graphic designers. You can just see that they understand about layout instinctively almost. And I'm doing that by directly comparing them to other children who had one column. Others knew that I was talking about odd numbers, but they still chose even numbers of columns, and they were unevenly lined up. And when you compare that to these other children that were doing it perfectly, it's just really amazing to see. So, I mean, I think the overall writing issues of how children went about creating such a wonderful title and heading and understood the elements of newspaper, I mean, that was amazing as well. And it was really a great joy to, amongst all of that, actually get children to engage with something that they were passionate about and that they enjoyed. And I can honestly say that all of the children did know about Tour de France. They did either go to Tour de France, or they went to watch it on TV, or in some capacity they knew about the bike races. And it was just a wonderful 2 days of watching children flourish in how they understand graphic design to be, and how they understand how they understand people that deliver design within magazines and newspapers, and how they lay out these printed materials. So I was just blown away, I think, by particular individuals, and the fact that I didn't believe you could get some instinctive, creative, talented children. And I mean, there you go. It does exist. You can get it. So we just need to get into those schools and keep at them and flourish, really. And we can get some young designers for the future out into the world. That's it for my part three is over, and that is my week in a nutshell. It's Friday, so I really do hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, and I will audio boo soon.